Welcome back, America. This is your favorite host from hell, Lucifer. I've got an update for all you little bitches out there. I have a new podcast, a new host, a new title. It's called On the Edge with Lucifer.
I know how we're gonna die, baby. We're gonna crash and burn.
Making out in the garden, sitting back, chilling, it's alright. A parallax view that you can't unscrew when it just get so tired. Rock, motherfucker, rock, motherfucker, rock, motherfucker, yeah.
Welcome back, America. This is Mr. Lucifer. I got a new program I'm switching my podcast to. It's called On the Edge with Lucifer. Welcome back, America, and hello. This is Lucifer Black, On the Edge with Lucifer. This show is going to be a little different. I hope all you bitches don't get confused. And as always, ladies, we hope you're all listening. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about your president of the United States. He's like the 40-some president. Who knows? Who gives a fuck? He looks like a fucking mummified dude. Me and my old lady, the Queen of Hell, was watching the little news brief here a little while ago, and I pointed out to her, look at dude's fingers. Something strange about this dude. Y'all seen the size of this dude's fingernails? Now, I'm sure y'all might have heard about the reptilians in the White House that look like people until you slow your video feed down frame by frame, and then you can see the true identity of the creature. Well, I feel if you do that to that Biden dude that's the president, I'm sure you'll find out he is one of them himself. But now check it out. He's talking all this mumbo jumbo shit about racism in the White House and how he just signed an executive order to put a stop to all this. Well, if you ever done research on this country, you'll find out that that's how this country became to be, from a bunch of racist motherfuckers. And he's one of the fucking biggest racists of them all. Now, this dude been in public office for 47 years and ain't done shit to show for his time in office. He's always done shit to fuck you in your American asses. When are you people going to wake the fuck up? And just like they did poor Donald Trump, they impeached him and he only had 2 weeks in office. Now, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Let the motherfucker finish his time in office. 2 weeks, people. You couldn't wait for the man to be done? Well, now you put this fucking pedophile dude as U.S. president. He's the sniffer, people. He likes to sniff minors. You know, who's to say he ain't got a room in the White House where he's got minors captive? You know, like Michael Jackson in the Never Never Land Ranch. Do you get what I'm saying, people? Now, let's get on to this corona shit. Because I pointed it out to my old lady. They had old Governor Mike DeWine, the governor for Ohio. This dumb son of a bitch on there applauding the people handling the COVID vaccine. All right. Now, what my deal is on this is he's applauding these people for getting 6 and 7 doses of the vaccine out of a 5-dose bottle. Just by me telling you these little brief words, do you see the problem that I see with this little shit that's going on now? They're getting 6 to 7 doses of this vaccine out of a 5-dose bottle. Well, if you ain't caught on to that picture yet, people, let me fucking tell you, all right? I'm the motherfucking devil, and I wouldn't do this to my people. But the president is allowing this shit to happen, okay? You got a 5-dose bottle, and you're getting 6 to 7 doses of the vaccine from this 5-dose bottle. How is that happening? Well, I tell you, America, wake the fuck up. It's happening because they're not giving people the full dose of the vaccine. They're giving you a partial dose of the vaccine. That's how they're getting 6 to 7 doses out of a 5-dose bottle. Wake the fuck up. It's not hard to do the math here. Wipe the fog from your eyes. Scrape the bullshit off your eyes. Whatever you got to do. But wake up. All right. And why the fuck would you want to get the vaccine when all they're doing is giving you the COVID-19 virus? It's just like the fucking flu. When you go to get the fucking flu vaccination, they're giving you the flu. People, wake up, see this shit for the bullshit that it really is. If you want nature's own remedy for the shit, look it up. It's zinc, soda water, well, seltzer water, and lemon juice. Eat the hell out of eggs, people. Eggs have the enzymes in them to fight off this shit. Why do you think the U.S. government is increasing the prices of eggs? So it makes it harder for the American people to buy the shit to prevent themselves from getting the damn shit that's going all around the country. Now they have the new strain of this COVID fucking 19 bullshit from Africa, from fucking Britain. Now, if you think about it, from Africa, okay, what is the biggest fucking problem they've had in Africa for such a long time? Well, I'll tell you, so you don't have to strain your goddamn brains, people. And I can't stress this enough. Wake up. This is not a fairy tale. This is real shit. They're trying to kill you. Wake up. The problem in Africa, which they had it over here, is the Ebola virus. Now, back in the day, when it first come to be, it was bad. It was in the hundreds of thousands of people that died from the Ebola virus. Well, what happened? The U.S. government had sent researchers and scientists, along with a small military group, you know, to protect their asses, to Africa, supposedly to help people. And all they done was get samples of the Ebola virus, bring it back here, and supercharge it up. And then they stowed it away at the CDC. And then just a few years back, another outbreak broke out in Africa of the damn Ebola virus. Do you see the problem here? It is the damn government that brings all of this shit on. And people, if you've done your research, you would know who is really to blame for this whole COVID-19 shit. People say, oh, blame China, blame China. They're the ones trying to kill us. Well, that might be to a certain degree, but the ones that's trying to kill us is the ones that's running this country. Do the research, people. This is Lucifer Black telling you. Do the research, and you will tell for yourself that the American government paid this Chinese researcher to come over here, go to a university over here to complete the research. They completely paid for the schooling, the research, anything this researcher needed, and made this virus. They made it. The U.S. government is responsible for all of this pandemic bullshit. Wake up, see the master plan for what it really is. It all started back when Jimmy Carter, the peanut man, the president back at the time, it all started when this dumb son bitch was president. That's when they all come up with the master plan to thin the population out. That's why there's so much food that's just outrageous prices. And every chance that they get, if you watch the fucking news, they're sending mass amounts of food and water across the seas to different countries to help these people for this and that. You know, I don't mind myself helping people, but damn, man, these people in the other countries need to learn how to stand up and fight for their own selves. They need to take care of their own people. They have food and resources over there. Go against your government, people. Take what is yours. This is Lucifer Black, and you're back with On the Edge with Lucifer. Now, I'm in the middle of this big-ass rant and rave, trying to open your eyes up out there, people. And I hope my children out there are listening. The government in the United States of America sucks ass. They are nothing but liars, thieves, and crooks. You want to talk about evil? There are so many evil sons of bitches men and women in our government that are supposed to be taking care of the American people. But what's really happening in America? They're trying to kill you. That's why so many people that are getting the vaccine for this COVID-19 shit that are healthy are dying from getting this vaccine. And you ladies out there, I would advise you very strongly to really think about, if you're going to get the vaccine, about not getting it. Do your research. They've even stated it on television, all right, that so many fertile women in the United States that are getting the COVID-19 vaccine are actually becoming sterile, where you cannot have kids, ladies. Why would you get that shit put in your body? And why don't you get it? Don't you see the big picture here, ladies? If you get the vaccine, you become sterile. You cannot have kids anymore. That means when you die, you have no offspring to keep the country flowing with people. Don't you get it now? That's one way that they are killing the American people off. Women are sterile. They can't have no more kids. Therefore, there's no more mouths to feed. Wake up, America. Smell the bullshit your government is throwing out. And they're still trying to fuck with the guns out there, which people, please hear my words and know that they are the truth. No matter what these idiots in the government are saying, if you are an American citizen, all right, and I'm not talking about none of these foreign people that come over here and get a green card or whatever. I'm now a United States citizen. No, fuck that shit. I'm talking about the people that are born and raised here in the United States that actually struggle every day with just staying alive, trying to make that honest dollar and feed and clothe and house and take care of your children. Okay? That's the American citizens I'm talking about. You have the right, no matter what anybody else says, you cannot take the right away. You cannot go against what our forefathers put down for us on paper and set forth for the rest of the life of the country. All right? You cannot take guns away from the American people. It is your constitutional right to own and bear firearms. It does not state in the Constitution what types of firearms you are allowed to own and bear. The government cannot stipulate what kinds of weapons you can have. A firearm is a firearm no matter what type it is. A single shot, a automatic, a semi-automatic, a pump, It don't matter. It's a firearm. You're allowed. It is your constitutional right as an American citizen to own and bear firearms. Look this shit up, people. America, stop being a bunch of fucking pussies. Stand up to these idiots in the government and the White House. They are supposed to be working for you, the American people. But all they're doing is shoving a dick straight up your ass and calling you fucking stupid. Because they're taking your rights away from you every day of your life because you're not standing up for yourself. Well, America, that's all I have to rant and rave about right now. I might have another podcast here shortly. Once again, you've been listening to Lucifer Black on the Devil's Channel, On the Edge with Lucifer. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Please drop me a line, leave me a comment, give me a call. You'll find all the information on the podcast to get a hold of me. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you, as the American people, to be on the edge with Lucifer. This is Lucifer Black signing off. So long, bitches!